the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
But I'm not afraid. I like it better when we stay apart. You'll never get the chance again to break my heart.
Deb Harley, and we've played a couple songs of Deb's in the past here on Minnesota Homebrew. By the way, welcome everyone. This is your host, Carl Enbehalm, live from the wet studios. No, it's not wet inside, but outside of Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ here in Thief River Falls. And at 36 degrees, I suspect it's going to be white in the morning. I listened to Winnipeg radio all the way home today from work, and it was snowing up there. But back to Deb. Deb Harley, born and raised in Southern California. Her husband, Steve, sent a couple of CDs this week, and that song is off of one of those two CDs. I Don't Miss You, I'm Okay. A little bit about Deb, what she's doing right about now, or lately. She's on the music staff at St. Joan of Arc Church in Minneapolis. And she's performing in the Walker area and has a holiday show on December 6th at 5:30 at the Everett and Charlie Gallery in Minneapolis. We'll tell you more about that as the days go on. Hey, up next, just to prove that you don't have to have a slick, beautiful radio recording like the last one, and indeed it is, you can sit around your coffee table, write a song in 2.5 hours and record it. And that's just what the Minnesota Coffee Table does. Greg Connor, Colleen Dillon, Mark Lofgren, G. John Bennett and others, a cast of characters. And they sent this song, it's called How Many Love Songs, and it features Colleen on vocals. Isn't it? Minnesota Coffee Table. We got quite a show tonight, lots of variety. We got two new artists. We have an out-of-the-country artist, and we're paying a tribute to a fallen songwriter this evening, David Werhane, good buddy and writing partner of our friend Wayne Hamilton. And before we get to that, I was looking at a little daily, what do they call this, the radiogram here in Thief River Falls. From October 8th, which, by the way, is the birthday of a married couple that I know, Steve and Mary Jo Chevron from Nashville, formerly of the northern part of Minnesota. And they met at St. Scholastica College back, late 60s, I think, and found out they had the very same birthday, October 8th, 1949. So happy birthday to Mary Jo and Steve. They turned 70 just the other day. And this flyer talks about how flames sparked in the Chicago barn of Patrick and Kathleen O'Leary, igniting a two-day blaze that kills between 200 and 300 people, destroying 17,450 buildings. Now, as tragic as that is, 200 to 300 people, on the very same day, October 8th, 1871, there was a fire in northern Wisconsin, just north of Green Bay, in Peshtigo, Wisconsin. The small fires were whipped up by high winds and dry conditions in Door County, the Upper Peninsula, and northeastern Wisconsin. And in that fire, the same day as the Chicago fire, 1,500 to possibly as many as 2,500 people killed. But you don't hear anything about that. You hear about Mrs. O'Leary's cow. Well, up next, a gentleman who has won a Pulitzer Prize. He lives currently in Cyprus, and he sent this song, and I'm going to read what he says about it. It's a song about a guy that he knew on death row in Texas. He wrote some articles about the case, and the probability was that the gentleman was not the killer, but he says it doesn't matter as he was executed in 1999. Well, I'm sure David would agree that it does matter, and those are tragic things when the wrong person, but we'll never know. David Hanner's with James Beathart's Blues.
One, two, ready, and... I met Gene Hawthorne at the state hospital up in Rusk. We worked the graveyard, he was someone I could trust. But Gene was kind of crazy and he sold dope and a little weed. He'd sit and watch the TV until he'd fall asleep. Gene said he needed my help and was going to drop by. He'd been up a couple of days, looked like the backside of hard times. We drove to a house trailer outside Nogales Prairie. Whatever scheme Gene had up his sleeve, he wasn't sharing. Now I leaned against a car while Gino went inside, lit a cigarette, and I swore I heard a cry. Then shots echoed through the clearing and through the piney woods. Gene came out with a gun, and I knew it wasn't good. Gene shot his half-brother and his stepmom and dad, killed them for the money he thought his father had. So workers' comp pay out $100,000, give or take, but it wasn't in the trailer, no, every cent was in the bank. Well, it didn't take Sheriff Moore very long to crack the case, not with three dead Hawthorns staring him in the face. Through Gene and me in the Trinity County Jail, judge just kind of laughed when my lawyer asked for bail. What I didn't know was Gene had cut a deal, so when he testified, he told them I was the killer and a dozen other lies. Those East Texas juries, man, they don't mess around. Sentenced me to die before that gavel banged down. And my name is James Lee Bathard, and I will tell you plain, when they strap me down and shoot that poison through my veins, it won't matter, it's just a show they put on, cause I was dead the day I landed at Hellas Unit 1.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Yeah, you betcha. Going up to Winnipeg, where I will be going up to next Thursday for a fun day. And so we'll be playing a gem from the past here on Minnesota Homebrew next Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. And our show also replays at KKWE in Callaway every Saturday from noon to 1. Oh, and I wanted to mention that the first place we go to when we go to Winnipeg is the greatest bookstore in the world, McNally Robinson in Grant Park on just the near west side. And they have so many CDs of local artists there, so I got to pick up some to play here on Homebrew. This group, though, is called The Small Glories, and it's a two-piece group. And if I could just get my computer to cooperate, they are Kara Luft and J.D. Edwards, a musical tour de force partnership planted on the Canadian prairies, thrown together purely by accident for an anniversary show in Winnipeg's venerable West End Cultural Center. Small Glories could almost make you believe in fate. And this is from their second CD titled Assiniboine and the Red. This song is Oh My Love. You're listening to MHB.
Your voice haven't felt this way in a long, long time. Oh, my love, my dearest love. Oh, my body's aching. Oh, my soul is wide open. And my heart is breaking. I've been traveling over country, across the oceans and the great.
Got yours. got yours and mine. Paved our hearts along the line. On the back you will find a few scribbles are all that's left of me.
Hammer, who at least in the
Adam
past,
Hammer, ladies and gentlemen, with Collective Unconscious,
would team up with Dave Cofell, but Dave's out there on the road a lot, so I don't know if they get a chance to do that much. But they're both from the St. Cloud area. Well, up next is our friend Sarah Morris, and I'd like to say that this Saturday she will be performing at 7 p.m. at the Riverview Cafe in Minneapolis. A lot of bullets flying down there on Franklin Avenue. I hope they're okay. When I say there, she's performing with our friend Vicki Emerson, and they together are known as the Home Fires. So this Saturday, 7 p.m. Riverview Cafe in Minneapolis, there on Franklin Avenue. Sarah and Vicki, the Home Fires. Here's a song by Sarah Morris titled Course Correction. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
No time for hesitation, I ignore.
Chance to hear this gentleman at the Hallberg Center for the Arts in Wyoming, Minnesota, a couple weeks ago. Wyoming, I gotta say that right, along with Nigel Egg and I can't remember her name. Why can't I remember her name? Swanee Rose. Swanee's going to send us some music, but Ted sent this CD, which is titled This Is What I Do. He says it's a culmination of years of songcrafting, a sort of greatest hits package, compiling his favorite songs into an album to provide a relatable soundtrack for the lover, loser, sinner, and saint. This guy is one nice person and writes some great songs, a lot of them very touching for his wife and family. Here's Ted Hanashevitz with My Heart Is in Memphis.
1, 2, 3, 4. My child, don't you worry if you can't make it for Christmas. I'll keep the phone line open just to hear your voice again. My child, you're all grown up, and I can't stop it if I try. Still, you'll always be my son, and I ain't gonna lie. Wanna dance with you forever. Hear your laughter fill the room. It's all the memories that I treasure as I long for you. My heart is in Memphis. My child, don't you stop loving your woman. Times are harder than you thought you would ever have to bear. My child, you're all grown up, and the pain is part of growing. Always be my love. Oh, and I wanna dance with you forever. Hear your laughter fill the room. It's all the memories that I treasure as I long for you. My heart is in Memphis.
Great voice, great song. My heart is Memphis. And I said it right, Ted Hanishevitz. Because I told him it rhymes with Manischewitz, the wine. And so hey, if you thought Unbehown was an interesting or difficult name, mine's easier to spell. Thank you, Ted. We'll be playing your fine songs through the weeks here. I'd like to remind you, if you're in Grand Forks on this rainy evening, stop by Half Brothers Brewing because Eric Kerr is performing from 7 to 9 p.m. Tomorrow night, Josh Driscoll from 9 to 11. And Saturday night, Cheyenne Camel, who has roots up in Greenbush, Minnesota, from 9 to 11 p.m. Darn it, Eric, if I had a little bit of notice, I could plan around and get down and hear you. But they always seem to play you on a Thursday night, and I would just love to hear the son of one of my old friends, Mark and Janelle Kerr, from formerly of Grafton, North Dakota. It's the only problem is Thursday seems to be a lot of things going on. But we shall persevere. We're in our seventh year, and here we go.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yes, beer news. What would a evening be without beer news? Early on Monday morning, and this would have been, I got to reference the date, third week in September, the Wisconsin brewery that brews Spotted Cow Farmhouse Ale received a herd of unexpected visitors. At 1:45 a.m., 16 spotted dairy cows turned up at the parking lot of the New Glarus Brewery in New Glarus, Wisconsin. I've been there. The Emu Sing incident was captured by the brewery's CCTV cameras. When the security guard called, "I thought it was a joke," Drew Cochran, New Glarus Brewing Company's chief operating officer, told CNN. "Our brewery is up on a hill, so I don't know how they got up there, but it's the craziest thing." The brewery's security guard took stock of the situation, then called the local sheriff's department for backup. Using their vehicles, the guard and officer were able to herd the cows and temporarily pen them in until their owner was located. The cows are home safe and sound, but are said to be utterly disappointed they didn't first enjoy a sip of farmhouse ale. I will post that article on our Facebook page, and while you're there, like us. This evening we're paying tribute to a fallen songwriter, good friend and songwriting partner of Wayne Hamilton, who was the former president of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. And Wayne sent four songs that he co-wrote with David Werhane. Those four songs comprise a work of art called Remembering David Werhane. It's a non-commercial memorial audio collection for family and friends of Wayne's friend David, who died on June 1st of this year. David and Wayne worked on a long-distance basis with David in Spring Hill, Tennessee, and Wayne in St. Paul. As co-writers, David would typically send Wayne melodies, which he played on either piano or guitar. Sometimes he played the chords, sometimes not. When he got the audio file, usually via email, it was his job to write the lyrics. The first song that they wrote together was titled We Know, which turned out to be the title cut for a 7-song EP collection that Wayne released in April of 2016. He wrote and edited the lyric, assembled all the musical elements, and wrote Hurt On, recording, mixing, mastering, packaging, and artwork for the collection with help from people like Doug Milloway, Tim Hildebrandt, and others. David was included in every step of the digital audio work, giving Wayne feedback on what was happening as the song elements came together. Wayne wrote each song on this collection with a different co-writer, and that, of course, was that collection we referred to titled, I don't know what the EP collection was, that 7-song EP collection. So we're going to play this first song, co-written by David, David Werhane, I thought I was saying it wrong, and Wayne Hamilton. This one, again, is titled We Know.
Just look into my face, and I'll be there for you. Nearby my heart runs a record mile. Just stand up close to me and know my words are true. Together in the heart, together in the soul, anywhere we are, we know. Forever in the heart, forever in the soul, everywhere we are, we know. Stand the stars, when you are next to me, it feels like I am home. You know where I am, and I know where you are. When we can touch and know that we are not alone, together in the heart. Together in the soul, anywhere we are, we know. Forever in the heart, forever in the soul, everywhere we are, we
good friend of mine, stopped down to his house when I was at the State Fair doing the radio show for Pioneer 90.1 at the Amper's booth, and I had a nice visit, and he brought out a spotted cow and plopped it right in front of me, and I enjoyed that on that, not a very warm, but very pleasant day. Well, song number two on this collection of songs, which are dedicated to David Werhane, is titled Easy For Me. It was the closing cut on another seven-song EP collection called Love Grows that Wayne released in July of 2017, and we've played all the songs off of that CD. This recording included songs Wayne wrote by himself and songs he wrote with fellow songwriters like David. So let's hear Easy For Me.
Something we should share, 'cause it's not as hard to cope when I got someone there who will reach out to me when I'm down. Lovers help each other when they're both afraid. When they give it or they take it, it's an even trade. Everyone wins when love is around. I'll get by till love makes easy for me.
I'm not going to promise anything, but I have my contribution for the next songwriting challenge, which is Thursday, November 7th, about three quarters written, but I'm still not going to promise anything because I'm the world's worst at recording music. And I know it doesn't have to be recorded in a fancy way, but the theme for the songwriting challenge is Wait or Waiting, Wait or Waiting. And Bruce Caswell chose that, and I'm confident Bruce and Greg Connor will submit. We've had as many as five or six submissions in a month, but we were down to two last month. So I'm going to put my money where my mouth is and try to get something done here. And if you know me, it's not going to be something normal. Hey, well, what else is going on around the area here? Bemidji Brewing, tomorrow night. Tut Hill Music at 6 p.m. Bridget's Pub in Bemidji, Saturday night. Jacob Mahan and the Salty Dogs, 8 p.m. And the Jensen Sisters are playing tonight at Pub 55 in Hastings, tomorrow night at Mankato Brewery, and Saturday night at Paradise Center in Faribault. So our local gals, Kendra and Kansas Jensen. I did find a little information on David Allen Werhane. Passed away at the age of 52. David was born in Park Ridge, Illinois. He worked in IT in the healthcare industry for many years and was a talented songwriter and guitar player. He's very active in organizations such as TACSI, the Nashville Songwriters Association, the Shriners, and the Masons. He was a man of unbridled optimism and was a source of inspiration for all that knew him, which earned him the name Super Dave by close friends. I know he'll be missed by a lot of folks, including his co-writer Wayne Hamilton. Here's the next song that they wrote together. It's titled Down the Road. Unlike the other songs, David specified what he wanted the title to be when he wrote the melody in September of 2018. Took Wayne almost a year to finish Down the Road. With permission from his estate and family, that cut will be included on Wayne's next CD. The date of release has not been determined. Here's Down the Road. Every Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m., Minnesota Homebrew on KSRQ 90.1 here in Thief River Falls. Diverse Radio. Here's Down the Road.
I can't remember the last time I was with you. I've forgotten the feeling that you gave me so long ago. When you went away, I didn't know what to do. So I started moving. Started moving down the road. They simply told me you were gone that rainy day to a place where I could visit, read your name. They told me so. My heart was frozen, so I chose to stay away. That's when I kept on moving, moving, kept on moving down the road. I look inside myself, can't feel if I am healed. There's only one way for the truth to be stand there, say your name, I might find where I can go. Maybe you'd want me to find a guiding star. So I'll return by moving, moving, moving down the road, down the road, down the road.
Proud to say I wrote that song, but I didn't. The fourth song on the Remembering David Werhane collection is of David doing a guitar vocal track of a song he wrote over 20 years ago titled When I Get There. He and Wayne used to sing this together when they appeared at open mics and showcases in the late 90s. To his recording, Wayne added a high harmony track and included it with our co-writes. That was Wayne's way of saying goodbye to his friend David. Here's When I Get There.
I was lost for a time. I was looking for that special light. Had amazing moments before, but they kept walking out the door. I don't know where I'm going to. And feel the earth beneath my feet. I don't know where I'm going to. I'll know when I get there.
Thank you, Wayne Hamilton, for sharing those fine songs with us, co-written with David Werhane.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
Well, time for one more song this evening, and it's a new artist in a way. He's a singer-songwriter from Northeast Minneapolis, and this is his new single. I believe the first song that's will be part of a future EP or CD, just released on the 4th of this month. And he's also a member of one of our favorite groups on MHB, Step Rockets. His name is Brady Gray, and really want to thank Brady. He's a fine guitar player, my gosh, and a fine singer. He's going to cap off our show this evening. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, whether you're talking music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity. Here's Brady Gray with I'm Not There Yet. See you next week on Minnesota Homebrew.
I haven't been sleeping, no, it's because I'm over-medicated. So I start searching, looking inside at the fragment of a person. Yeah, it's hurting how I find you. Be there with myself, put it back together. Tonight, begging. I conjure up a vision, but all this smoke don't make it any easier. No secret, lost and drunk and drowning in the excess. Looking for my stage left exit. I see it in the distance. Be there with myself. Love her restless.